God is calling us aside, his friends. He's calling us behind the curtain. Psst, he's whispering to us secrets that have been hid before the disruption, since the disruption, whenever. But now he's revealing them to us. Why? Because he likes us. He even likes you, Dan Sheridan.
No.
Yes.
He'll like anyone.
He'll like anyone. If he likes Dan, he'll like anyone. And now he's liking you as well because you're being initiated into these secrets. This doesn't take great mental acumen. It does take to hear it and to ponder it and to, we count on the Spirit of God to make these things known to us. And that's why Paul prayed for a greater growth of the Spirit of God to come to a wisdom and realization of the truth. This is Martin Zender and Dan Sheridan with you again. We are in Dearborn, Michigan at the Extended Stay America Hotel, graciously provided us.
Where were we at last time?
The Adoba.
The Adoba.
The Adoba, which is within sight here. You look out to see there? There's the Adoba.
Wow.
That's the Adoba right there. We're not in the Adoba right now.
Yeah, we're in the lower class
of
Dearborn.
This is the lower class in Dearborn. It's still a nice room. I think this room's nicer than the Adoba.
Can any good thing come out of this side of Dearborn, Michigan?
We shall soon see. We're here at the hospitality of Harsh Bhavsar, our Indian friend, who is a great defender of the truth and promoter of it.
That's right.
He's paying for this puppy.
He is.
Yeah. So we thank God for him, and we thank God for all those in Dearborn and Ann Arbor, his friends from the University of Michigan, who are grasping these truths. We're going to talk with several of them tonight at the Adoba. You can't beat the lobby of the Adoba.
No.
You got to admit, this hotel...
No, this doesn't have...
These rooms are nice, but, I mean, come on. This doesn't have a 14-foot chandelier.
14 feet?
No, 14 stories.
That was 14 stories. That was the longest chandelier I've ever seen in my life.
Did you like when I slid down that thing? Were you there when I slid down that?
All 14 stories?
Yeah, did you see that? I grabbed onto one of those strands and the lights. I took the lights all the way... It was like... The lights came off in my hands, and my hands were... I had to like blow on them after that. They were hot.
Almost as good as my juggling act, huh?
Just about.
Yeah.
Right. We are now going to tell you about the secret of the evangel.
Mm.
And the evangel means good news.
Yes.
It's a well message. And do we ever have a well message for you?
Yeah. And this is beyond the teaching of justification by faith.
Yes, because that leads to this.
It leads to this,
right?
Exactly.
It's a prerequisite. Exactly. We're not going to go into justification now.
Yeah.
We're going to go directly to...
Romans 16?
Let's do it.
Should I read it?
There's your phone.
It's Katy Perry.
Well, I wish she'd leave you alone. I'm getting jealous.
Hi. Let me call you back, honey.
She's making me jealous.
Okay, I'll call you back.
You're mine this weekend.
That was Katy Perry.
I know.
She heard me when she... You know, I had a tryout for... she wanted me to sing after the David Letterman show.
You tried out. I sang her over the phone,
and okay. After I sang her over the phone, she hasn't stopped calling me. It's crazy. I just can't.
You know. I know. I'm getting jealous.
I know.
I wish you would tell her that we're trying to do
Romans
shows
16.
Here. Yes.
Romans 16, 25-27.
Your face is flushed.
I know.
You love it every time she calls.
It has to stop. You know, I can only take so much of this. All right. Now to him.
Where are you?
Romans 16, 25.
Okay.
Now to him who is able to establish you in accord with my evangel and the heralding of Christ Jesus in accord with the revelation of a secret hushed in times aeonian, yet manifest now and through prophetic scriptures, according to the injunction of the aeonian God being made known to all nations for faith obedience. To the only and wise God through Christ Jesus be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this verse, we have the secret of the evangel.
What is it? Tell us.
All right, this one's a little more difficult to explain.
It is.
First of all, in this passage here, Paul is referring to the heralding of Christ Jesus in the core with the revelation of a secret hushed in times aeonian. And then he goes on to say, yet manifested now and through prophetic scriptures. One of the mistakes people make when they read this verse, they think it's referring to the Old Testament scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
But these are scriptures that are made known to the nations. And who's the apostle of the nations?
That would be Paul.
So we have to go to Paul's scriptures. Remember the apostle Peter, what did he call Paul's letters?
Scripture.
Paul was chosen by the risen Christ, so Paul was definitely conscious that what he was writing were God's injunctions. He knew that. So Paul wrote this this is a secret of the evangel, which is called the conciliation. We can find it in places like 2 Corinthians 5.
Which we're going to go to.
And we can see it really displayed in Paul's own letter to the Romans here in Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Let's go there.
We can't read all four.
We
only got 7 minutes.
I know, we have to go to this because, I mean,
okay,
I want to keep the forest in view.
Romans 11 as well. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to keep the forest in view that the mystery, the secret of the evangel is that God is now at peace with all humanity.
Right.
That's the
all
secret.
All humanity.
Nobody knew about that.
What hindered it?
Israel
hindered.
Because he began to favor one nation above any other nations. So you might say Israel was an interruption to this parable he started with Adam.
And who were the two chief men? Like the first verse of the New Testament, the first verse of the Greek scripture names two men. Who are they?
Abbott and Costello
and another two. Abraham and David.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those guys.
All right. So Israel always went back to Abraham and David as their fathers, their founding fathers, their chief men, right?
Right.
So when God called Israel in Genesis 12, he segregated them from the rest of the nations. So God favored them. And the rest of the nations...
He let them go their own way.
Yeah, and they were without God, without expectation.
Without God in the
world,
yes.
The Apostle Paul is the only man... In the whole Greek scriptures, it builds teaching based on another man, not Abraham or David. Who is that man?
Adam. No wonder people can't get that because Israel's such an interference.
Israel interfered with that because we all go back to Adam. Can I read you something real fascinating here?
Yes.
This is from A. Enoch.
Okay.
Okay. He says, the conciliation was not made known through the ancient prophets, but through prophetic writings such as this letter to the Romans and 2 Corinthians. It is of principal importance that we see the point the apostle makes here, for otherwise we shall not appreciate the unique, distinctive character of the conciliation which is first set forth in this letter to the Romans. The teaching of the 5th to the 8th chapters, and especially the 11th chapter, is absolutely unknown in the prophets. In the latter, speaking of the Old Testament prophets, all blessing comes to the nations through Israel as a channel. Did you hear that?
Yeah, read that again, that part.
In the Old Testament prophets, mm-hmm. all blessing comes to the nations through Israel.
Israel's
as
channel.
A channel.
Yep.
The conciliation comes because Israel is thrust aside.
See, closes a door, opens a window.
Exactly. The prophets would lead us to infer that Israel's apostasy would bar all possibility of blessing to the nations. The conciliation was a secret, likely. There's a typo here. I must have copied this wrong.
No.
So I'll stop there.
No.
But the point being is here is that God makes Israel's defection the ground for worldwide blessing. Because when Israel failed, it brought about the conciliation of
Paul says that in Romans 11. You go to Romans 11 to read that. And while you're doing that, I want to read. I have a quote from A. Enoch here.
Speaking of, in Romans 11, verse 12, now if their offense...
You found that too fast.
Romans 11, 12, now if their offense is the world's riches and their discomfiture, the nation's riches, how much rather that which fills them? That wasn't the verse.
There
I was
it is, the conciliation
for.
Of the world right here.
Oh, there we go. For if they're casting away, verse 15, is the conciliation of the world. By the way,
that's beautiful
do
right
you know,
there.
Do you know this is a coined term?
What is? What do you mean?
Now, in the Concordant version, it's got the and light face both times. Conciliation of world. It's literally world conciliation.
Oh, yeah,
it's
a, I can
it's
see
like
that.
Faith obedience is a coined term by Paul. Here we have world conciliation.
Being coined term, he makes up his own phrase something that's never happened before.
It's never happened before.
Yeah.
Like faith obedience. Here we have a world conciliation based on Israel's defection.
Let me read this quote from A. Enoch. He says, the intervention of Israel not only destroyed the picture, that is the picture God was creating with Adam and Christ, this picture of really all humanity. Adam, as you said, you might not have said it on the show, you might have told it to me earlier, Adam was a type of Christ, but nobody knew that in the Hebrew scriptures in that day. Nobody had any clue.
Israel,
Paul explains that.
Yeah.
Not even Peter knew that. really, because none of those guys went back to Adam in their teachings. They went back to Abbott, Costello, David, and Abraham.
The only time Adam's mentioned the Old Testament outside of Genesis 3 is in a negative context in one of the prophets.
Interesting. So this quote says, "Now the intervention of Israel not only destroyed the picture, but also prevented and precluded such a thing. For if they were his especial people who alone," and that's the key word, "who alone were on terms with him, through whom alone he could be approached, the reconciliation of the world was impossible." It was impossible while Israel alone was the channel of blessing. Why? Because they failed. But thank God they eventually failed so utterly, thanks to his blinding them, that the way was open to reveal this new truth that God was now through the cross, Colossians 1, through the cross conciliated to the world.
And in this verse here, 2 Corinthians 5:14, "For the love of Christ is constraining us, judging this, that if one died for the sake of all, consequently all died." And then he goes on, verse 18, "Yet all is of God who conciliates us to himself through Christ and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation." How God was in Christ conciliating the world. There it is again, world
that word
conciliating.
That word's appearing there many, many times in that context.
It's a special phrase in Greek, like faith. It's a new type of something, a unique, special concept, world conciliation. And Israel, and it can only happen while Israel's off the scene. So the secret of the evangel is the good news that comes to all the world, God conciliating all the world to himself, because we all descend from Adam. And this is the picture we have here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and Romans 5 through 8 and Romans 11. That's the conciliation.
And because of this peace God has made, we have now access with confidence to the throne of God. You never saw that with the tabernacle system. Nobody had access with confidence. Even the high priest shook in his sandals to go in there once a year to make a propitiation for the sins of Israel. So there's no longer need for us to wait. Israel has to still go through step after step after step, but we are now conciliated to God. Look at all the times this word's used in 2 Corinthians 5. God conciliates us to himself through Christ, and then he puts in us the word of the conciliation. That's why we're broadcasting to you now, because he has put this word in us, and now it is as though we are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. We're ambassadors, Dan, you and I, and others with us, ambassadors of a secret. And the Christian world does not know this secret, because they teach that God is still angry with you. You still have to appease the angry God. We are teaching that God is at peace, and no matter what you do today, you cannot enter into his disfavor.
Good news.
All right. Tomorrow we are going to talk about another secret, and that secret would be, where is it? Quick. What's the number? Anyway, we'll find out as soon as we close this show, and you're going to get it tomorrow as we get it.